Hey, welcome to Toward Creativity, a podcast by Benjamin Harding. That's me. You can find me on Instagram at bhardingmusic and on my website at benjaminharding.net. Toward Creativity is a podcast where I explore the inspiring world of creativity. In participating in this learning journey, I hope to also serve as a guide in conversations centered around tips, tools, and strategies towards building a sustainable career. Let's get to it. This episode is brought to you by affiliate programs that you can find on my website at benjaminharding.net under the tab Gear. I love these companies and have benefited greatly from their products and services. So go to benjaminharding.net and click on Gear and take a look at some of the great products from Skillshare, Cunningham Piano, and Open Studio Jazz. Let's get into today's episode. Today, I want to build you up and encourage you. That's my goal and objective for today's episode. My friend, there is only one you, and you are uniquely made for creative work. Whether your discipline is in music, art, graphic design, theater, composition, writing, you are uniquely called and qualified for the work that you produce. There is only one of you, and there will only be one of you. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? My faith says that you are of eternal value, made in the image of God. And so I want to build you up today and affirm you in your creative journey and work. In today's episode, I want to encourage and inspire you through a thought journey along the lines of the new economy that is presented before us as artists. We are going to explore the ideas of scarcity, perceived value, and content marketing. Stay with me. I know for some of us, content marketing is a bad word, but hang in there. This thought journey was helpful for me in talking with mentors and peers to frame up how to engage with this current economy that's before us. And yes, this requires for us artists and creatives a mindset shift. Friends, as artists, we are problem solvers. It takes courage to look at the current situation that we are in and move forward with ideas and solutions. No more negativity and lament. No more. We are in creative work to make a difference and to have an impact and to fulfill our destiny. Let's come at resistance head on and make progress through building a life and work that serves people. So, scarcity, perceived value, and content marketing will float around throughout this thought journey today. And so, let's start by taking a quick look at the modern music industry. Streaming music is a problem. Per play, you get about 0.0007 cents per play. For mega artists,
fueled by the industrial complex of the music industry,
that may be okay, I guess. But for folks dreaming of creating a sustainable and thriving music business, it's just not going to pay the bills. Streaming music is just not going to pay the bills. Have you ever come across the music of a relatively unfamiliar artist? I don't know, Taylor Swift? You may remember Taylor Swift's often controversial position on streaming music. I won't get into right now the back and forth between her and Spotify and her and Apple Music, but I will quote her Wall Street Journal opinion piece in 2014 that kind of sparked this controversy. Let me quote a paragraph from that opinion piece. Music is art, and art is important and rare. Important, rare things are valuable. Valuable things should be paid for. It's my opinion that music should not be free, and my prediction is that individual artists and their labels will someday decide what an album's price point is. I hope they don't underestimate themselves or undervalue their art. There is so much to say about what Taylor Swift is getting at here. This being written in 2014 is an optimistic view of what she sees the music industry turning toward and turning into. She's really optimistic within this opinion piece. And I benefited greatly from reading this. So in the show notes, I'm going to link this particular opinion piece in 2014. Yes, it was 7 years ago, but I think it's a really good place for us to start talking about the current economy and seeing where we can increase our perceived value in the marketplace as creatives. Okay, so let's take a look really quickly at the first sentence of this opinion piece that I just read. Okay, music is art, and art is important and rare. Absolutely. Music is important, and there are so many intrinsic qualities of music that are so vital to the human experience. That's another topic for another episode. But when she says art is rare or music is rare, that's where I want to think a bit more. Is music rare? I can search on my phone for any kind of music, whether it's on YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify, other streaming services. At our library, at the school that I'm a dean of, in our library, we have hundreds of thousands of digital recordings available for our students. So generally, I don't think music is that rare right now. There's a lot of access points to music. In other words, music is not scarce. But you are, because there's only one of you. There's only one of you. That's scarce, okay? We will talk more about what that particularly means for your creative business, but all that to say, there is an abundance of music out there, radio, streaming. There is so much music happening all the time, all around us. So Taylor, can I call her by her first name? I'm not sure yet. Taylor Swift goes on. Valuable things should be paid for. I absolutely agreed. But don't you find it interesting that you have to argue for the value of your art or the value of music in society, like, all of the time? Why is that? Could it be that the abundance of music and media is affecting perceived value of what music is and can do? If music had a high perceived value, folks would pay for it. Let me say that again. If music had a high perceived value, folks would pay for it. Not only that, but there would be a high demand for it. In music, we have a perceived value problem because there's an abundance of music available for free or at very low price points. And this happens sort of in the surface of our society. Music is everywhere. But there is scarcity. If we go a little deeper into the field of music, and that's where I think we have an opportunity for impact, and you have an opportunity to build a sustainable creative career. If you go deeper within your field, your particular field, go past the surface level and go to these three levels that I'm going to kind of outline in a blueprint for you. Three levels of taking your fans, your audience, through a journey where they experience levels of scarcity and higher perceived value points. Okay? This is an opportunity for you as creatives. This is an opportunity for me, and I'm on this journey too, okay? So it's a blueprint that I'm trying to follow. Through mentors and conversations, I have been challenged to apply this blueprint to my own work. So I'm on this journey too. And so far, so good. It's a lot of work to create a sustainable creative business. And you may ask, why are you trying to do this? Why am I trying to do this? Well, because I want to experiment to see what works for the students that I am in contact with. I think I have a moral obligation, actually, as a professor, as a music educator, to explore this current economy and see how our students can thrive in it and help them to connect the dots by being an example in this creative industry. And I want to help you, dear listener. I want to help you. I want to encourage you because there's so much opportunity right now. So much opportunity for creatives to engage this current economy and make a really profitable, sustainable living in doing what you love. So I've got three levels, and I kind of want to go through these three levels one at a time. The essay, 1,000 True Fans by Kevin Kelly, really influenced my thinking. So check out that amazing essay by Kevin Kelly, 1,000 True Fans. You can Google it. Real quick, he defines a true fan as somebody who gives you $100 or more for your work in a year. Okay, so do the math, 1,000 times $100, $100,000 for most places in this country, that's a sustainable living. Okay, the blueprint happens in three levels. Let's take a look at the first level. The first level is this. It's sort of an awareness level or an education level. It's a level where you engage your fans by bringing your fans into your work. Okay, you're educating them by inviting them into the why and the how of your creative process on a day-to-day basis. in order for folks to know, love, and trust you as an artist, you have the opportunity to bring before them in authentic ways your journey. Through social media, you can show them your struggles, your path in making things, and your ideas that you're wrestling with. People need to hear from you. Your fans need to hear from you. That top of funnel aspect of your fan base should be cultivated by regular content being uploaded to your social media channels and explained. Here's how you can raise your perceived value. You're the only one that can show up in social media. You're the only one that can explain how you do something, why you do something. You're the only one, and fans want that kind of access. For musicians, it's an opportunity to do a little music appreciation work, educating folks in a winsome and sometimes vulnerable way. Why you do, and what you do, and why it matters. That's level one. You're developing your audience, and you're connecting with your fans in authentic and sometimes vulnerable ways. That's level one, okay? The bridge, though, between level one and level two involves capturing information by either building your social media following, building your ever-important email list. Strategies are coming on this crucial aspect of your creative business in future episodes. Lead magnets, giving value to your fans in exchange for their email addresses, etc. We'll explore that in further episodes, but there is a bridge between level one and level two, and that's by capturing their involvement within your creative business. And it's in exchange for value. You are bringing value to the table. You're bringing value to the table, and they are exchanging their email address, their contact information, for what you are offering in level one. At level one, there's no exchange of money. Okay? You are bringing value to the table. You are elevating your perceived value by being valuable in the conversation that your fans are having. And you are engaging with them with valuable content that only you can provide. Only you can provide that. All right, let's jump into level two. At level two, because you've cultivated your fan base by bringing valuable content to them on a consistent level and capturing their information, you have the opportunity to invite your fans into a deeper experience of your work. Folks, this could be a store where you sell your merch, or it could be a sale of a custom album that you've produced. It will be scarce because you're not going to be streaming it. Streaming happens in level one, okay? Streaming happens in level one, where you're engaging with your audiences and you're producing work to build your audience. But at level two, that's where you can invite people into a deeper experience with your work. So maybe that's a custom album only available on your website for sale. So it's some sort of entry purchase for your fans, so that they can continue to get to know you and then move to the love part. Remember, it's know, love, and trust. That's what you're trying to cultivate in your fan base by consistently bringing value to them. Okay, so level one, you're getting people to know who you are. And you're consistently showing up and bringing value to the table in exchange for their contact information. And level two is where they can begin purchasing your work and financially supporting your business. Okay? And for some folks, that's a substantial part of their business. You've probably heard bands complain that they're glorified t-shirt salesmen, where they go on tour and the t-shirts are an incredible draw for their fans financially. And these t-shirts are rare, right? They're printed for the tour. And fans want those t-shirts because it commemorates a special moment for them. Low price points, but it could be a substantial part of your music or creative business. All right, let's jump into level three. Level three. Between level two and level three, you are nurturing that email list and you are consistently creating value in level one. It's not like you graduate from level one to level two. You are consistently showing up in level one and then consistently showing up in level two. They're synergistic. They work together. At level three, this is where you can invite your fans to a premium experience with you as an artist. Through this experience of inviting fans into your creative process, creating moments of value for them, in providing opportunities for folks to invest in, at a deeper level in your work, they will now begin to trust you at level three and go deeper into your creative experience. This is where you can explore the opportunity for memberships on your website, paid masterminds, private concert opportunities, original prints, or commissioned work. This is where you can invite them to an online course and other more in-depth opportunities to experience your work and to experience you. Remember, you are the most valuable part of your creative business because there is nobody, nobody like you on earth. And these opportunities could be at a premium price point for folks. At this point in the process, fans are ready to experience your work at a deeper level. And if this experience is rare, well, the perceived value is greater. All right. Well, thanks so much for joining me today on Toward Creativity. I hope that this was helpful for you just to go through this thought journey with me. It's been helpful for me, and I look forward to experimenting with these levels myself. And I hope that this was helpful. This was encouraging. It's not a comprehensive journey, to say the least, in one podcast episode, but I hope that it just encourages you to begin to create for yourself a sustainable business that's built on knowing and loving and trusting your work and your business. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you later.